Welcome back.
Hey, I like this
welcome
energy.
Welcome back. welcome back. Guess who's back? And I'm shutting Dodi.
Hey.
Guess who's back? And I'm
shutting Dodi. What?
I had to bring it back for the one time, one y'all. Time. For the one time. Welcome back to the Trip Podcast. I am Kiara.
I'm Ashley, yo.
And welcome back to another week of the show. How you feeling? How you doing?
Since you started off with an old one, I'm feeling good. That's an oldie but goodie. Our Spotify people, do they know about those days?
I don't know, y'all. But hey, we glad to be back for another week. Another week of shenanigans. We had a lot going on since we last talked to the people. We had some inaugurations go on. We had some versus battles go on.
Oh, man.
We had a little bit of something. Where you want to begin? Where you want to go? But, how you let the people know what you got going on.
Oh, I'm good today. I'm feeling good, feeling great. You know what I'm saying? I was, in my vibes before you came,
Ahead and plug your stuff. We're going to plug our stuff at the beginning of the show.
We need to start that for real. First.
Instead of the end, so y'all going to support all of the other extracurricular shit that we do.
Yeah, we do. Sister Zacking Up Podcast, Michael will be back this week. Thank you. I've been holding that down. That's still rocking and rolling over there. Y'all hear my speaker, sorry. Be jamming. But anyway, that'll be back this week. Also, I don't know how I feel about plugging this here, but I have started my own recruiting services for businesses, small business owners, out here in the St. Louis streets. So you come to the girl if you need some folks. So we'll give more details about that. That's all I got. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, you want them to email the trip podcast at gmail.com? Or
no, come to me. Yeah, thank you for getting me back on that. Yeah. AFAIL61@gmail.com. I'll reach out. Y'all need some folks, you businesses out there. Yeah. Black businesses would be great. But if you need looking for staff, hiring of any kind, email me, talk to your girl. That's what we're doing.
And we will definitely put her info in the description.
Thank you.
So that you are able to link if you do need some recruiting services for your business. I know a lot of y'all have been out here starting businesses during this COVID time. Kudos to y'all. I know y'all have maybe at the point where y'all need some people to help you out.
Thank you, sis.
Need some staff. So let's get an assist to Ashlyn. And we will put that info in the description.
Thank you.
For as myself... Yeah, I know. Let me run down the list of shit I got. Okay, we out here. Go follow me over at I Love Black Girl Yoga. I am going to start posting more content over there. For my Black women who are into yoga, getting more into themselves, getting more into their body, into their sensuality. Because if you don't know yourself, you can't know nobody else. Okay.
Thanks.
And it all starts and ends with you. So if you know you, you are walking into your career life more confident. You're walking more into your relationship life more confident. You're walking into life more confident, period. If you know yourself and you're not so pent up and holding emotion in your wrong spaces, okay? And that rolls me on into my spiritual space. Go follow me over on the Insta and on YouTube at Ganja Guidance Tarot, where we do all things spiritual guidance. I do readings, weekly readings. I just started the Bad Moms Club over there, where it's my smoke session on Sunday. So even if you don't smoke, come join me. I'm going to be doing some topic-based discussion and some cool things over there with some new and old friends that may join me on the gram just to talk about all of the things and create a space of healing and whatnot. All right. And also... You can... Oh, what else I got going on?
You got everything, girl. Trap Baker.
Oh,
we the most diverse Black people you ever meet. Shit.
Go ahead. Going on. I do have the Trap Baker. Go follow me on the gram at the Trap Baker, where I do cook over there, infused meals, infused desserts, so that you can make them at home. So go follow me over there as well. So yeah, all of the things. Yes, go support. We'll put all the info in the description. Yes.
I'm showing you a random old picture on Facebook. Some guy is lurking on my Facebook. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty picture of us, man.
That is a pretty picture of us.
He Yes. Now it's for last year, whatever. Yes. Shout out to the guy that's going through my shit from 2 years ago on Facebook right now, sending me notifications. Anyway,
yeah.
Shout out us, you know, and I want to shout you out, man. You out here working, you moving. We got all these things,
we working.
We trying.
We working.
Oh, and I want to bring this here before we get into the shenanigans of the week. Okay? Your girls is setting up a Cash App. It ain't here now. We pulling to y'all. Y'all pulling to me. Okay? Is it okay? Because we talked about that offline, how we can get some more money on this thing here. You know.
Okay, I'm going to make it sound a little more professional.
Okay. I don't care. You know how I am.
Ashlyn said she wanted to get a little bit more money. However, I'm going to say on this side.
We together. This is 50-50.
We want to make this podcast a little more lucrative
she
for
put her white voice okay. on.
We want to make this make sense for where we're progressing. And we may come out with some new content for you guys, where we may do some still free content so you guys are able still to check in with us. However, we may still do some more exclusive content where we have some more focus-based discussion and some fun, maybe roundtable with some friends where you guys are able to subscribe to and, you know, have some more intimate maybe smoke sessions with us because y'all can't see us. So we're definitely probably going to get into the more, you know, video aspect of things. So we're looking into some ideas and throwing around some things. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah, we gotta keep the lights on, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she knows, but our anniversary of this show is actually coming up in April. It'll be 4 years.
Woo!
We've been doing this show. Now,
that's crazy.
We
man.
Do it for the love, and I love this show.
I know, man, right.
But I like money, too. We
for
like them.
Love money. Gotta get that money.
Gotta get that money, dog. Gotta get that money, dog. Now, we don't chase money, but we need
do
to
not.
Get we don't chase money.
Do
remember
not.
That out there.
But if
we
don't
get that
ask,
money.
We do not put that out there for us to receive. So
exactly.
We are giving you guys the opportunity to send us love donations.
You don't have to. Just
you
remember
don't
that.
Have to. Because we do this for the love and off the strength. Because we've been doing it for 4 years coming up. So thank you guys for the support. For you guys that have been rocking with us for this long period of time. We appreciate you so much. And if you would like to sow into us so we can continue to do this show, we would appreciate you to do that so much. So we'll definitely be talking about that more in the future. But let's get into the ratchery of the week.
Before we get to the ratchery of the week, we got to talk about it here too. We get to them niggas and they shenanigans. I got a lot to say about Miss Vogue over there, Vogue cover. We've been talking about it since we coming up on our anniversary in April. We just got a couple months, but our SoundCloud days. Look how far we done came, Kiara.
We have come up.
Remember that time you used to... Actually, that wasn't even on SoundCloud. I think that was on here.
That might have been on here. I've fallen asleep a lot of times on this show.
But the funniest is on the SoundCloud days.
Yeah, those was funny on those days. We used to take shots at the beginning of the show.
We were different human beings.
We used to have some fun. We recorded in a lot of spaces. We used to record in my old house. we started in my like bonus room.
Yeah.
Where it was like my chill lounge spot in my house and man, and we done grown, we done came up, we done grown in technology.
Hell yeah.
We used to have, you know,
and one mic.
My one mic and now we done came up to the
new technology.
So y'all can hear us more clearly. We thank y'all for rocking with us.
You yeah,
know, I've stopped eating on the show.
Why? No, you haven't. We got almond butter.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Full meals on the show because I have not eaten like a chicken plate or nothing on the show in quite some time.
You need to bring that back for one, too.
But
for
I
the
might
people.
Need to bring that back for the 99 and 2000. Because
yeah.
I
we got a new audience over here,
I do be hungry. I do be hungry as hell. I'm on this healthy tip right now. But yeah, I might have to bring that back for the one time.
Remember we used to drink every podcast? Well,
yeah,
me a little more because I was an alcoholic at that time.
We used to, like, try shit on the show. We tried that nasty-ass Carpaccio shit.
Capriccio,
whatever the fuck that shit was called. That shit was nasty as hell, and I don't see how y'all motherfuckers drink that, okay? If y'all drink that, y'all some winos, and that's that on it.
I feel like I wasn't drunk enough, so maybe I was at the time. Now, we had some good times. Remember that time you used to drag Nicki Minaj. Our topics
yeah.
have very much grown on this show, too. You used to talk about Nicki Minaj and drag the shit out of her every week.
I did. You it did. Was enough turn to pass. I left her right on SoundCloud. So
let's shut up. Cut it out. All right. Well, let's get to the shenanigans. Hey, look,
we on Apple. We on Pod. We on Spotify. Listen. We on Google Play. We on all the shit. We on Anchor. We done came up. Okay?
We have.
We done came up.
I wish we could link our SoundCloud.
We was on SoundCloud. If y'all could go find our SoundCloud shit, go listen to it. But
I stopped paying for it, so I don't know. It's just out there. And we never brought... Them old episodes are some gems, I tell you,
they
baby.
They gems. We was talking.
Remember the first time we talked about the Popeye's chicken sandwich on there?
We did.
That was on SoundCloud.
Did we eat the Popeye's chicken sandwich on there?
I think we did one episode.
We might have. I don't know, but...
The drunk episodes on this... Well, for me, on the...
Those were the days. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I was a kid again.
Oh yeah, the first episode you passed out and fell asleep. Oh, that was, I remember that one late to the tea. I was talking, and I was like, "Show's over." She gone. She said goodnight. Oh, I wasn't expecting it, but anyway, man, I guess he.
I might have to bring that back for another.
Don't do that.
I'll be tired as hell. I'll be working. I'll be hustling. I'll be out here, okay? But yeah. I do be fried, too, so.
I was about to say, that was the bigger bong we used to hit back then out there in one time.
Yeah. Was that my bong?
I think that was the best one. That's the one I broke. Man. I feel bad I broke that one.
You did break my bong.
Damn, why you put me out there? You did break my bong. I bought you another one.
Somebody sent me a bong, and I broke that one. Somebody sent me a bong. Send me a bong.
Look,
somebody
they like
sponsor us. Send me a
bone. Right, you companies out there, all you liquor stores here in St. Louis.
Send me a bone.
I know y'all need some recruiting services anyway. Y'all can't just keep people back there. So hook us up. We pouring to you. I pouring to pour to us.
I'm calling this the money grab. What's up?
Where the money resides. Listen.
All right,
let's get to the real tea.
Where
the money reside.
Okay.
I ain't got it yet, but I'm going to get my Ace of Pentacles. What is it? Ace of Cups.
Oh, I guess y'all, I didn't shout tarot. If y'all want to book up.
Come on.
I'm horrible at this shit, y'all.
I'm bad too at some of it. Go ahead.
I'm so horrible at this shit.
Especially in my personal, work stuff. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't be promoting myself because I do be having oh my gosh. But it's worked out for me because I still get this love and support. But if y'all would like to book a reading with me, you could do so at Ganja Goddess Tarot on the gram. If you go to my page, there's a book now button. It'll take you to my booking site. And you could book based upon availability. So definitely do that. And I would love to connect with you guys. It definitely is virtual, so it's not an in-person reading. So we could do Zoom, FaceTime, whatever is most applicable for you. We can do a smoke session. We could do, love. We could do finance, career. We could do all of the things. You can ask me three questions, all of that's on my site. And you can book, and I look forward to hearing from y'all. Yeah.
Shout out to us, man. Trying to make these moves. Come on, pour into me. I'll pour into you. Always remember it. Now. Where do you want to start here? Because there's been a lot going on the Twitters and internets.
Since we always start with politics, let's not start with politics today.
But politics are so funny to get out of the way
first.
They are.
Let's not talk about politics first.
I'm going to let you drive,
let's
man.
Let's go ahead and get the ghetto versus out the way.
It got to be ghetto? Yeah, it's ghetto?
That was one of the most ghetto versus.
Geez. All right, since we here, Keisha Cole and Ashanti.
Keisha Cole and Ashanti.
They did it last week, last Thursday. Was you on the gram? Was you watching?
I was watching for a minute. I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
I sure did.
You went back to the SoundCloud days?
I sure did.
In person?
I went to bed because I was like, this is some bullshit. Let me go to bed. First of all, it was an hour and a half late. And I was like, okay. All right. I happened to get on Twitter and they started talking about it. And I got on. And I was like, is Keisha drunk?
She was drinking a lot.
I was like, what is going on? But did you tap in?
I tapped out, okay? No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't actually online because by this time, I didn't care no more. And I was offline anyway doing work. By the time I did watch it, I was like, wow. Because, of course, you got to listen for good content to talk about it, of course. And I did want to see it. because I be getting my FOMO sometimes too, you know. And I was like, these motherfuckers on here. See, this is exactly why I said that they should have went against each other. And then I got into a whole rant watching it and whatever. However, who won, would you think, overall? It was a ghetto I missed. The shade was funny, though, that they were throwing back and forth at each other.
The shade was funny. The shade was very funny. I know Ashanti's vocals was hurting Friday morning.
She had to warm them up a little bit.
Because Keisha was trying to, you know, showcase that she could really sing, right? And Ashanti was trying to combat that with showing that she could also sing. And, yeah, no. And Keisha's sound was off, so she sounded off. And, yeah. Ashanti looked great. They both looked great. But, yeah, the energy was not right.
No. Keisha looked like she was about to pop out that top there, though, girl.
She was cute. I love that cute girl. She looked cute, though.
And the girls was out. It was like, wow. Yeah. I was like, go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
She looked uncomfortable. They needed to scoot her chair back.
She was kind of close. She was like, y'all on Facebook taking pictures on there.
They needed to scoot it back. Maybe they didn't have proper stand for her mic because they had the cord wrapped around it. So I was like, they must have not had proper setup.
They didn't have crap. And her DJ sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Can we say that one more yes?
Yes. He definitely was not given the alley-oop.
And then, somehow, some way, OT Genesis popped up. On like, Keisha Coast.
So random. And then she was like, no, we not good. And like, then why you got this nigga here? Like, what?
I think it's something going on between them. I seen a picture afterwards, after the battle, and it was the strangest picture of them two together. I'm like, well, let me just mind my business.
She said they wasn't good. But then I'm like, well, why do you have him at the Versus with you? Like, what? You just wanted to have him there for shock value? Or what the hell was she trying to do? And then it just wasn't a good moment because he just, like, popped on the screen. And I'm like...
It was so awkward.
What the hell? I'm like, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, as far as the records, what did you think about the song selection and what they picked?
I mean, they songs was classics. I mean, they was rockets. A few of them songs of Ashanti's, I was like, what the hell is this? of course, I was rocking with all of the Keisha songs. I feel like, and Ashanti did throw out a stray. She threw out a
don't
stray.
Don't do it. Don't
she threw
go
out
there.
A stray. She threw don't out a J-Lo. Don't you do it. She threw out a J-Lo. She threw a shot. She threw a subtle shot.
We knew she was going to go there, though.
She threw a subtle shot just to remind y'all niggas. I told y'all niggas that I'm good. All y'all saying that I'm broke and I really wasn't about that. Like, listen, I'm still getting money, okay? I'm still getting writing credits.
She wrote J-Lo records.
And the fact that she's able to play that song on the Versus.
Right.
Details to me. That she has some ownership in that song. That can't nobody sue her. Can't nobody be like, oh, you played this song. Oh, we got to censor you. We got to take this Versus down. Because she owns the record.
We know how the story has gone over the years with her and J-Lo and those records.
So I feel like Ashanti has been fortunate enough to have been in a situation that she was in. Even though the label that she was with had some series of unfortunate events.
Say that one more time.
Right.
At the end.
But she was able to still be able to have some small gains and small wins. Just able to still sustain her right now. And so J-Lo's ass... comes out with a Lil K Cost a Thing challenge on the internet last night. Like, girl, please, we all know. Just because we don't talk about it and it's like not something that's like out there. We all know Ashanti was singing that shit for your ass. And we know and that she wrote that shit.
Too. Yeah.
She was goddamn writing the shit for your ass. We know. We all know. I'm sure Ashanti signed something that said she had to be a ghostwriter, but we could tell her fucking voice, bitch. Like, what the hell? Like, girl. Like,
that ain't hard to blend in, sis. We know. We know.
Girl, we know. We know. We know. And so, I know there's a beef there, and I know that was a subtle shot, but yeah. Good for Ashanti that she was able to play that record and she was able to say, you know what, let me stunt on you real quick.
I mean, what did Monica say in Brandy versus Monica in they battle? She said when Brandy was like, "Yo, Monica, you want to play the all the boy is mine," right. And she responded and said, "You own the record, so you get to play it." It's the same in this situation. I don't see how it's any different. Mm-hmm. I don't see how it's any mm-hmm. different. Mm-mm. Well, as far as the song selection with the battle or whatever, I didn't. Keisha could have played more. Mm-hmm. She was cool with the record. I mean, it was the battle was meh.
She played the records for the streets.
She for me, you know, I like those records too. But I feel like she had some ones in her discography. She skipped over a little bit.
That's
a different one. That was a different one. Loving you. You gotta hit that part. Come on.
I didn't say no more of you. I was sad.
I was at that time. I heard that record. She was singing to me, Keisha, trust and believe. Trust and believe.
I should have lied.
I should have cheated.
I should have cheated. Maybe I should have went out to the club. Oh, maybe, yeah.
I should have done it. Should have given away all my love. Keisha Coleman.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I should have played
She made it
you.
Okay to sing off key. For people like me.
No. But I tried to say, down with you. But you're making it hard for me.
Shut up.
Oh, she ain't play her Jeezy record.
You know she ain't finna play
that.
Cut it out.
She ain't play her Jeezy record. I didn't even think about that.
She is not finna play that. She finna not go back to that history when they was actually dating. That's when she was really a chick around that time.
She really was still.
When she was dating Jeezy.
Yeah.
He was still big Jeezy at that time. He was still greasy in the face and all. He was a little shiny when he first came out. Let me cut it out.
Dreaming. I'm gonna play that for the one time.
Don't play
I'm gonna play that on my
Greasy
way home.
Greasy face Jeezy gonna take our shit down. Don't do that.
Shout out to Jeezy. Showing the trap love. That's when the R&B and rap trap love was.
Trap love. It was a marriage.
Okay? That's when Young Dro and Fantasia was out there together. That's when Rocco and Monica was together.
Cut it out. It was real.
It was real in the trap, okay?
Why don't they need to bring that back, the trap and the singing girl back? So get Summer Walker and the girls on the trap records, y'all. Fujiano, Pusheisty, get the girls on the hooks.
Get the girls, not the city girls. Okay? Not the city
Speaking
girls.
Of them.
Get the
did
girls.
Did you hear the Throw Babies remix?
No, I don't want to. Yes, I did see it. I don't want to hear it. And I don't want to. I saw the clips of the video. I'm disturbed. I don't want to.
She said I'm disturbed.
No. That
the baby is sliding.
On cement.
In a girl's mouth. Yeah. On her tongue.
Yeah.
Like he's snowboarding in it.
Yeah.
We had to take a moment and pause there for a second. Remember when WAP came out, though? We ain't gonna go there today. Mm-hmm. Okay, you quiet. Mm-mm. Cash App was it. No. Throw the ad in there right now, Kira. Right. You introduce later. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Ashanti and Keisha Cole, whatever. I mean, I probably would rank this at the worst versus. I don't know, that baby face was in Teddy Riley was pretty bad too the first time they got on.
Nelly was bad too because that nigga did not have good internet.
He was partying his ass off.
That Charter Wi-Fi was not kicking.
Spectrum, man. You know, he still had Charter.
Hell,
and Global.
Hell no.
That was the early versus days.
Not out there like St. Louis. His ass was not getting that good service.
He made St. Louis. What you named that episode when we talked about that?
I don't even remember.
Let's St. Louis down. That's what it was called.
I think that is what
I know it. That's what you called it because he let all us down. He was waiting for hot and here and all and he didn't give us none of that.
Hot shit.
We ain't even gonna get on our hands like that. Hey, Nelly, if you listening, you know, we still take some money from you, bro. Come on the show. Whatever. You ain't listening to us, man. Shout out to Nelly. Back to Keisha Cole and Versus. Where do we predict Versus going? We talk about this. People still care. They still trying to hold on to it. Where do we see?
It's turning into what I already said before. More capitalistic. So they're trying to, you know, capitalize off of it. I saw last week they were doing some shit with the NFL.
They didn't partner with them. We can get more context today. I read into it after you said
what,
that.
What was it?
They took a partnership with them.
They took a partnership. Okay, so they are trying to, you know, create some type of buzz and revenue on all fronts.
Yep.
And I'm sure Jay-Z has some hand in this. No, his hands do. Because this will benefit him, of course, because he has a sports agency. So,
and who is he friends with?
Exactly. So,
I don't mean the NFL. I mean those two.
So, so I feel like that's where they're going with this. Of course, Jay-Z benefits. I feel like he's trying to sprinkle, trying to pull
quietly
these two things together, sports and music. So that they are able to create platforms for the NFL when they do, like, the Super Bowl and shit. And I really hate it because now it's turning from the organic for the love artists going, artists that we love going at it to something that's blah. But hopefully they keep it for the love and they keep it in the light of people doing it for light banter and light shade and, like, yeah, you know, fun and music. And I hope they keep it how it is. There has been discussions that the people want Usher and all JT. Of these, the people want Usher and JT. How you feel about that?
I was going to say all of these, and I'll speak to that in a second, your last point. All of these have come from the internet because the Shout Team Kishko started on Twitter.
Yeah.
A few other ones started on Twitter. Now
Jeezy and Gucci.
Started because on Jeezy Twitter. Was,
battling T.I. at first.
And he said it on his show. Yeah. I'd rather have this battle with Gucci. And then yeah, Everybody started talking about it on Twitter.
And Gucci.
And they, you know, they be looking at the algorithms of that shit. Because we get it trending every single, you know. So anyway, Usher and Justin Timberlake. I done told y'all. Y'all need to cut it out. Y'all gonna stop disrespecting Usher. I'm saying it right now. I said it before.
You think that's disrespecting?
Yes, by putting him against Justin Timberlake. Yes, that's unseasoned chicken. Even though I love Justin Timberlake. I love Justin Timberlake first two album, three.
Hold up. Justin can go in a bag. Hold up.
And y'all don't think Usher can when y'all say this?
And I'm not saying that Usher can't. I think it'll be a great battle.
It will. I'm going to watch it, but I still think it's disrespectful. Because
they have both grown up. They both have been kid artists. They have both, not kid in the aspect, but teenage artists. They have grown in this industry. What was that Justin was on? He was getting some honor on MTV. And he did a whole little 20-minute little performance. And I was like, damn, Justin do got some hits. So, listen. I think that will be a great battle. I think that'll be just great for a matchup. I think if I'm thinking where Versus wants to go and they want to bring in the white folks.
Yeah, they know okay,
they need to do something like that.
Why do we always got to bring their asses in something? Here they come. Jesus. White man, y'all can still give us money. I'm still talking about y'all on this show. But why y'all always got to be invited to the goddamn barbecue? This started off as organic. You don't need to get all these people because black people, we've been supporting y'all. But that's another rant for another day, and I'm not going to get into that passionate rant right now. However, in the context of this battle, I still will pick Usher, even though I like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I'll pick Usher, too.
Because the disrespect that Usher gets, and I know he be on some clown shit, don't get me wrong, throughout his career.
Usher has a great discography, and but I would y'all, love seeing thank him you. Play.
Y'all need to woo! Stop disrespecting that man like he not a legend.
Start a new relationship with you. This is what you do.
Come on.
Stop it. Along with you make me. You make me.
Come on, now. Y'all got to stop.
Me U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-Z.
I'm feeling really SoundCloud-ish right now.
Now, baby, tell me what you want to do with me. Got a nigga feeling like Josie. Every time.
Go ahead. Rip off, sis. The people been missing it. Rip off. What's next?
Seduction.
I can't think of the words right now, but you know the melody. Mm-hmm. Y'all know.
Oh, man.
So, yes.
She likes it my way.
Get it.
My way. My seagulls. I'm in control.
Whoa.
Who was that? Who left me?
You remind me of somebody.
What? You remind me of a girl that I was knew.
Get that man his flowers. Come on.
Whenever I look at you, and then believe all of the things she put me through. This is why I just can't get with you.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Don't disrespect that man. I like Justin Timberlake, but that's like comparing Popeyes to Lee's, and you don't want to have that conversation, do you?
I'm twisted because one side of me is to the me that no, I need to move on. And you're the sign I want to break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted.
Not that I'm tapping in on the right part.
And the other side I want to break down and cry.
What that man say? Don't sing that next part. Don't sing the next part. Don't.
Keep it burning.
Don't do that. They hit different in 21.
Too many days, so many hours. I'm still burning.
That still hit different in 21. With Usher. We ain't going there today.
Listen, man.
Yeah, man. Again. You don't feel that when you sing no damn Justin Timberlake.
But wait, but Justin got some hits. Let me go to Justin. What you got over there?
But I mean, come on. It's just like, this man can dance. This man can sing. Yeah, I know he had one herpes situation and he, you know, it was at one time he decided to, you know, jump on the Euro wave. We ain't gonna talk about it.
He did.
The Golden Usher, his first 3-4 albums.
He did.
Y'all gotta cut it out. But yeah, single Justin Timberlake. Come on.
I gotta go back.
You gonna start from the country album or what?
Not from the country album. Y'all remember that one? I'm so sad he did that.
That 2020 experience is great. There you go. That's when he was in Shady Britney Spears bag. Come on. How we let Justin get away from that? Do you watch that video in 21? That video was real suspect.
That was the start of the shadiness. Of the shade. But remember when 50 Cent hopped on that?
The remix.
The remix, yeah. What was the other song?
They had together. Ayo Technology. Remember that song? You didn't like that
rock
one?
Your body.
There you go. Little fake Michael Jackson. Dance. Look at him. Come on. I never turned it off. I ain't gonna lie to you.
This me. I'm in a sexy bag.
It don't hit the same. Look, you know how I feel? The energy doesn't even feel the same when we sing his songs.
Dirty babe. You see the shackles, baby. I'm your slave.
No, because I think about Janet Jackson when you say that, nigga.
If I misbehave.
You hear what I just said? Huh? When you say shackles, I think about Janet Jackson. How you did her on the Super Bowl, nigga. No. Ripping shit off.
What goes around goes around.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Was he everything you wanted in a man? Hey, I gave you the world. You had it at the palm of your head.
Don't even hit the save. Cut it out.
So why your love went away? I just can't seem to understand.
You sound real Miracle Whip-ish right
Thought
now.
Thought it was me and you, baby. Me and you until the end, but I guess I was wrong. Don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it. Can't believe I'm feeling this way. Okay, I would say though,
Future Sex Love Sounds is an amazing album.
Oh, Senorita, I forgot about Senorita.
Oh, Senorita was good. I ain't gonna lie to you, especially the breakdown in that song, ladies. I used to love that video.
Now you
my
shit.
I never turned it off.
What else was my love?
I was about to say, him and T.I. did some magic together.
Another woman
take
my love. Don't take away my love. That's
when
T.I. was in a good bag.
Yeah, then he went to jail. Now he just a nigga on Netflix with Vitiligo.
If you love
y'all seen that movie?
Cutthroat
City? Oh, let me cut it out. Whatever the name of that movie was.
In this time.
Okay.
But that would be enough.
Remember when Beyonce got on a remix?
To the end of time.
Don't sing her part, though.
I can't even remember her part.
That's how forgettable that remix was, but we ain't going there.
I can't even remember.
What else she got?
What else she got from Miracle Whip over there? I be on my suit and tie.
I actually hated that song when I first heard it.
I be on my suit and tie shit.
Yeah.
I be on my suit and tie shit. You're not going to put some respect on 2020.
That's a great album. The first disc is the greatest one. The second one is When You Miss Me.
That shit was my shit.
Don't Hold the Wall. That was my shit. Okay. Dance. Don't Hold the Wall. I put that on right now. What's up? But Justin might come
first. Don't Hold the Wall. That was my shit. That first half of
the first disc he put out. Yes. That second one, like I said, you lost me on that one. But TKO was good on that.
That was. What else was on the album?
The first version?
Yeah, the first disc.
Don't Hold the Wall. Dance. What's the strawberry song on there?
Was it Strawberry Bubblegum?
Strawberry.
Oh, I gotta go look. Oh,
go pull up the album since you want to talk about Justin Timberlake long.
I got that Tunnel Vision.
Tunnel Vision was fire. Woo, yeah.
I got that Tunnel Vision. Oh, a Spaceship Coupe.
Spaceship Coupe.
Super Love.
I'm telling you, those that whole first Mirrors is good, too.
Is you, baby.
Yeah, the whole first disc.
Ooh, Let the Groove Get In.
That's a good song.
Let the Groove Get In. This was a good one.
It was. His first three albums, yeah.
Be my girl, hook me up, cause all I want is you.
It's still a good one. You know, it still don't hit like Usher.
It was a little unseasoned on those songs.
Just a bit. Didn't even go to his first album.
I didn't go to his NSYNC. I didn't go to his NSYNC.
Like NSYNC back in the day. Now, NSYNC, okay. I can see Versus trying to get NSYNC and Backstreet Boys to go.
Oh, I'll show up for that one too.
Okay. I would too. I'll be right there.
Just another player on the game for two. Hey, you may hate me, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, 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 bye. I can get in that bag, too. I went to Catholic school, okay?
I used to like it, too. I ain't gonna lie. I like Curly Afro Justin at the time.
Let me see. What was that one? Backstreet Boys.
I did like Backstreet Boys. Okay. They was a little too white for me. Sorry.
I want it that way, so we... Are two worlds apart?
Yes, we are right now.
Can't give to your heart.
Kill it.
When you say, I want it that way. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say, I want, you know, listen.
I was just going to start singing, It's Gonna Be Me by the NSYNC.
It's gonna be me.
The toys come off the shelf in the video. Oh, yeah, they dancing in Walmart, Kmart,
what was my other song on Backstreet Boys? That was my shit, okay?
I didn't ever get into Backstreet, but at least NSYNC had songs with Nelly, you know what I'm saying? They was a little too over there in the mayo bag for me, but that's all right. I mean, they had the real blonde boy cuts.
They did. They were. It's gonna be me.
I don't know, child. We probably will get Usher and Justin Timberlake. That's gonna probably be the next one.
Bop.
It's coming. Usher and Justin Timberlake.
Would you be my girlfriend? Hey.
There you go. Would you be my... Shout out to Nelly. Come on, man. Give us a check.
Because if you are my girlfriend...
I remember watching the making of that video.
I remember seeing that,
and they
too.
Was trying. They kept telling Nelly, "Position yourself on the Cadillac the right way."
Just got paid Friday night.
Where are we going here?
I remember they redid that song.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hold on. Pause. Excuse me.
Yeah, NSYNC? We got to play that after the show. Yeah.
NSYNC redid Johnny Kim.
Yeah, they did like a.
They need to cut it out. I have to hear that. That's how I know I wasn't a big fan, so I'll check back out.
Yeah.
Whatever. So where do we go next from Versus?
My lady.
Since you want to start with music
now
and Versus.
We can go ahead on to the inaugural festivities.
Where do we start with that?
The inaugural festivities. Did you watch the inauguration?
I had the Twitters open. It was popping. I saw Barney.
You saw Barney?
I saw Barney. Did you see Barney?
I saw Baby Bop. Yeah.
Baby Bop or Barney, which, I mean...
Man.
Where we getting?
Man. Yeah, I saw Barney.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Barney. It was a little purple, wasn't
it? Nicole did nothing for her.
Kamala had on her outfit. Well, before, let me set it up right. Congratulations to the new, you know, we got a new president, Joe Biden, you know what I'm saying? He out here doing things. And Kamala, we got to give her, you know, she is our good sis, right? She got some stuff that we don't care about, but, you know, we still got to lead with love, right? One more clap. I love Akira's clap. So, I'm going to say this. I stepped away from my Twitter that day for 1 second, right? As they all was coming in to all the politicians, senators, you know, they all coming in, doing what they doing in front of the buildings and whatnot on Inauguration Day. It's a long festivity. First off, why do they put this shit on a Wednesday? Why not put this shit on Saturday or something?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some rhyme or reason, but...
Hey. I just want to know. Make it make sense, y'all.
Well, like, this is the day.
Whatever. Put it on Saturday. Holla at me on Saturday. But back to the point. So they coming in, you know, and my good sis over there, Kamala, come in. You know, we talk a little bit. But then, as everybody is arriving, who steals the moment? Old Sneaky Michelle come in with her outfit.
And bouncy hair. Oh!
We talked about number sales last week. Who bust them out? Was she on the south side of Chicago getting her hair done before she came down to D.C.?
She sure did. She wrapped her hair the night before. She was unwrapping her hair right when they hit the corner. Right when they hit the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue. They was unwrapping her hair. Because listen, them bounce had more ounce. Listen,
than a little bit.
She ain't sleep on them. Okay? She ain't sleep
more
on them.
More bounce to the ounce.
She had more bounce than ounce. To them goddamn curls, they was like, Michelle, remind them niggas, okay?
Oh, Jesus, excuse me.
You see Barack ain't put too much on it. He was just swagged out. He ain't need to. He was like, look at my lady.
He had a smile, that's it. He had a smile in the ears, that's all
he was like, listen, I ain't putting too much on it. Look at Michelle.
Oh, that's funny.
My sis
went from... It's Kamala's day, yo.
She said, nah, y'all been talking about me.
It's Kamala's day.
She said, y'all been talking about me in the tabloids. Y'all done had these pictures up of me looking rough on vacation. I'm going to remind y'all one time. Don't play with me. Okay, this is my busted challenge. Okay, let me bust it out here. And let me remind y'all. And it's not a game.
Why she still a moment like that?
She did see her mama. She was trending all day, and I didn't see nothing about Kamala.
Marnie dropped down, bro.
I didn't see nothing about her.
And PBS said, we can't fund y'all no more, so you got to drop down off the top trending list.
Yeah, Kamala, she should have worn, if she had a belt on that coat, that would have, like, done so much for her. Mm-mm. They said purple was some special color to her, and that's why she chose it, but...
Was it? I missed that part.
They did nothing for her. Her husband did nothing for her. He looked like next a nun. To her.
He didn't know who when they walked down.
For real, I gotta go.
When he walked down to give, when they were walking down to give, you know, Obama and Michelle over there, who was, you know, looking like she was ready to be on the bowl cover. When they was walking down to greet them, old Dougie over there didn't know what to do. Just stand by the black woman. That's
this
what
for
you
real?
Do.
This for real?
We really here? They asking for my picture too? I ain't sitting on the couch with the kids no more?
Right.
I'm live and living color?
It was so many things trending other than Kamala.
Oh, man.
Her nephew's Dior shoes. They was trying to figure out who was wearing the Dior ones.
I missed that one.
It was so many things. Bernie.
He then became a meal sensation on the internet.
Oh, my gosh. Bernie did show up like, bitch, I got other shit to do today.
What'd he show up for then, man? He looked like he had to go get his mail out the P.O. box down the...
He did pick up his mail. He had... saw he had it.
He picked up some groceries at the Whole Foods down like, there.
Shit, my groceries in the car. I need to go before it get too cold. My groceries might spoil in the car. Listen, I got a little shit to do today.
I got this oatmeal.
I love that he came because that shows that he is diplomatic. I love Bernie. Even if he didn't want to be there, because he did sit there like, bitch, it's cold as fuck outside.
It was.
But he did come prepared. Like, I got my North Face and big ass jacket on, and I got these mids on, and I'm masked up so y'all can see me. Y'all can see me, okay?
Yeah.
But of course, seeing Hillary and Bill, they show up every time. That's what I respect about them.
Sleepy Bill, huh?
If y'all can say a lot about them, but they show up each time, and they show up and support each time, because dumbass Donald Trump went off in a helicopter into the sunset. His stupid ass didn't even come and show no respect.
he ain't a sportsman.
Not a sportsman at all.
Yeah. We expect that though.
You know, George W. always gonna come out for an event. Okay.
He gotta see his girl Michelle.
He always gonna come out.
And she came with the bam boom, so you know he had to be over there smiling and
all in her face.
You know how he be.
So he did have to be out.
Sad note, we just gonna slip right over Bill Clinton over there sleep. You ain't gonna talk about that?
No, I don't mind. Okay?
Bill can sleep on the job a little bit.
What job he at? He had no job
when he was in the office.
Listen, they was outside cold. That cold hitting you different. Okay, I don't think he was asleep. I don't think he was asleep. He was probably trying to close his eyes to keep him crying. Okay?
He was asleep like he was asleep on the job when they back in the day. Now let me cut it out.
But no, I don't mind because, listen, it probably was a boring ass inauguration shit. It was definitely probably a boring ass inauguration, and he was probably like, what the fuck, I'm tired of all this shit. Biden is boring, his old ass. Kamala is boring, her old ass, and Martin. I'm just I'm tired of this shit.
I mean, you know, old Bill, he just, it's so funny looking at him back in the day, him and George Bush at their presidency. Consider what we just said, the last 4 years is real funny and interesting to look at.
Their post-presidents.
Hell yeah. Especially Bill Clinton and George W. Bush's. Because I have never seen a rebrand of George W. Bush more than after that nigga left the office.
Right. That nigga is mild now. Look at, oh my gosh, look at how much he fawns over Michelle. Like, bitch, he took us to hell.
Look, and when he slid over there to Michelle.
He took us to a hell that we still in.
He did. He kicked it off.
Like, shit, we still in it. Shit, we owe China so much goddamn money. We owe them niggas everything.
Run up a check,
everything,
y'all. Look,
everything.
Run up a check. Get the bundles. We need it.
Right. This nigga that sold goods to motherfuckers. He did all the shit that we still in right now. We still got troops out. I got in the middle fucking east. Like, what the hell?
Look, all he do is pop up and smile and get some candy from Michelle.
And they can be like, oh, look at him with Michelle. Oh, my gosh. It's a joyous moment. Look, oh, he's always going to find Michelle. Like, bitch, it should be on site when you see this nigga.
Nigga, you fucked this country up.
It should be on site. Nah, I'd be throwing my shoe at that nigga every time I see him.
Nah, sorry, nigga, you fucked New Orleans up.
You left them niggas out the track.
You left all of them.
My gosh, niggas is still displaced. Ninth Ward from Katrina.
Look like shit.
My gosh. Oh, people is still displaced from Katrina. What the fuck?
And you just smiling, but that just speaks to politics.
That rebrand was crazy.
It really was. And you know, we talked about this a little bit last week, but I'm bringing back up here because we talking about rebranding. Pence, y'all better watch him. They gonna rebrand.
They finna rebrand this nigga.
He was
crazy.
Sitting right there at the inauguration playing his part.
This nigga, they finna rebrand this nigga so crazy.
He coming. Watch him.
They finna rebrand this nigga so crazy. He finna be everything Kamala and Biden do. He finna be so supportive. He about to be. They Olivia poked his ass. Like, nigga, if you don't get your act together, your ass gonna be off and riding into the sunset with Trump ass, and your ass is gonna be going to fucking jail. Okay?
Get it together.
Because let's not forget, this nigga is finna go on trial in a few.
Actually, they started the proceedings last week, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. So, this nigga is on trial, and he finna evade impeachment again. And so, he not gonna go to jail. But I think they finna try to draw charges on him in a lot of aspects. So, he might try. They might try to get him.
Yeah, they will. Sad note, since you brought up Olivia Pope, You know, Fitz is Bill Clinton.
He really is. Yes.
Nigga didn't do nothing, just there smiling, charming.
Listen, Chloe couldn't wait to get another Insta.
Whoa,
listen,
let's talk about it. You just pulled it up. We'll come back. We'll circle back to politics. Chloe and Haley, listen, the Buzzer Challenge been going off on the internet, as y'all have seen. And Chloe, that's Chloe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chloe from Chloe and Haley. Is it Haley or Hallie?
Hallie.
Okay. Yeah. You know, she like, Hallie is the one that's going to be mermaid. I'm going to do the Buzzer Challenge.
She like,
she broke the internet last week.
So quietly, like, separated their Instagrams like a week or so ago, and it was like, oh, we're in two different spaces, so we're just gonna separate our Instagram. Then all of a sudden, Chloe just been going at it. She been like, listen, I'm 21. I'm the old twin, we ain't even twins, and I'm tired of y'all saying we twins. Listen, she doing mermaid, she did. I'm gonna show y'all where I'm at. Okay, I'm hot girl. It's gonna be so.
She hanging up like city girls.
She like, damn. I'm like, all right now.
She busted already. I was like, okay, sis, I liked it. Go ahead.
I was like, go ahead, girl. Damn.
Bust it.
Damn, girl.
Bust it.
Hey.
Bust it.
You looking?
She coming up. Erica Banks. Well, she gonna be a heavy hitter out there.
Yes, I hope she is. I hope that she get a little love out here.
She might. You want to circle back to these politics and this inauguration? Or you done with it?
I'm tired of them. Okay, I'm tired of them.
I just want Kamala to. I'm gonna leave you with these good words. Okay, all you had to do is call me. I could have helped you out. All right, we could have cleaned.
Why didn't she and Michelle go to the same goddamn stylist? Why didn't she say Michelle? Who you using? She could have called Tay. She could have did any fucking thing, okay? She could have called Jonathan. She could have called...
No, I'm going to tell you what happened.
What's the black lady? No. What's the one black lady? Celebrity wigs. I can't even think of her name.
I'm going to tell you what she did. Old Doug was like, hey, I got you. My cousin over here, Sarah. Well, she worked down at the Vogue.
She worked at Sally's.
No, you got to be a designer. She got to work for... You said Sally's. You stupid. She worked down at the Prada over there in the section that we ain't in, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the different sections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. Mm. She called up Sarah, I'm trying to tell you.
And Sarah just put a few curls in her hair.
She did. She said, I got this new hair straightener.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the clamps. Y'all understand what I'm talking about, you know? And she hooked her up, you know what I'm saying? And then here comes Michelle, you know? She taking a moment.
Yeah. Who had some Marcells?
She had the real deal, the bouncy ousy. What you say earlier?
Had some spritz.
More okay. Bounce to the
ounce. That wind was blowing out there, and Kamala's hair didn't stand a chance.
She had big moisturizer, whereas Michelle
did not
stand
a chance.
What Michelle put in her hair?
She had that spritz. She had that pink bottle spritz, okay? She had some oil sheen spritz, okay?
No, she also had the old microwave oven. You already know. Pull them out of there.
Yes, she had them Marcells laid, fried down, laid to the side.
You know when you got to pull them out of that oven?
Yes,
that old school, hold your ear, baby.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes. That's they
Blue
they,
Magic.
They was doing that the morning of, okay? Her kitchen was still sizzling.
Okay.
Was pulling up, okay?
Little press and comb. Gotta take that one out, too.
Listen.
Get them back kitchen.
Michelle's hair was with it, okay?
Said, what shine she need? What shine she using? I need to put that in my locks. Come on,
like,
sis.
I was like, hey, now, Michelle. Yes. Belt. Outfit. Crimson outfit. I was like, yes, God.
And old Barney.
And I just felt like there was a little shot because Aunt Kamala, AKA.
She is.
Yeah, so crimson red is the Delta's color. I was like, oh, she throwing some shots. She like, listen.
I mean, she came for blood, you know?
You know.
No pun intended.
You thought you was the black lady up in here. No, ma'am. I was the first black lady up in here.
She won VP. But,
I know.
But in proper context, she did let that lady come and take her moment. But I ain't here to tell.
She should have been on point. She should have been on point. Was that Kamala's fault for not being on point?
It's Joe Biden's fault.
It's Joe Biden's fault.
Blame him.
Why we blaming Joe?
I don't know.
Joe was looking good.
Jill over here.
Right.
She was sparkly.
He was like, listen, I'm good. Y'all know me. Hey.
I comb my hair the same way, baby.
Hey, y'all know me. Jill, she got her sparkly on.
She had a white woman sparkle on.
Y'all know her too.
It was smashing. Silver purse.
We good.
Sparkle.
We good. We got a kitten heel on. She got a sparkle.
She had a Jared.
She got a matching mask. She had a little jewelry on. She not too much, not too little.
Okay. Gloves match.
She was with it. She was ready. She didn't did this before. Okay.
She married She's before. There.
She like they was cooling. They was smooth sailing. They was like, listen. Had the family Bible. They was like,
that was an old ass Bible.
Oh, I was like, God damn, that Bible falling apart. God damn.
They pulled that one when Jesus was here.
They pulled that back.
Jesus was walking when that Bible was. He put his imprint in that Bible.
But they was cool. They was smooth sailing. They didn't have no anxiety. They was like, listen.
Joe, he had his shined up black shoes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was ready.
They wasn't. That's why they wasn't too putting too much on it. They wasn't there for it. They was like, listen, we been here. We know this.
We got
is
the big house.
Me. We already been here.
We been in the house. We was down the street.
We was down the street. So now we just moving down up on
the
down
main
street.
House.
Moving on up.
Main house.
Moving on up.
It the
took
big
a,
house.
It took a. We took a slight layoff. You know, we had to get our money right. We had to get back. Okay?
You know what I'm saying?
But we here. We
That's
here.
Why Michelle came. She was like, last time I came up in this motherfucker, I had to come
right.
with not the right face. Now I got right. the right face this right. time.
So, yeah, the attention was more on Kamala, and he knew that the attention was going to be more on her. So, yeah, Joe really, he didn't give a shit.
I'm blaming him.
He didn't give a shit.
Speaking of him.
He just should have told her to put her Sunday best on, but he probably did tell her that, and she probably doesn't know what that is. So
that is her Sunday best. That lady wears chucks with suits.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does all the time.
I feel like that is just a ploy to make her seem like she's an everyday fucking woman. Shut up.
I'm every woman.
It's all in me.
It is
Anything
her.
You want them, baby? Do it in these chucks.
Let's leave politics. Let's go somewhere else real quick. Speaking of, did you watch the Salt and Pepper movie that came out?
No, I didn't.
No, you said they were real fast.
Hell no.
You don't want to see them?
Hell no.
Push it. Come on, man. Legendary group. It premiered this weekend.
No, I don't want to see that. I saw it came on Lifetime, and that's all I needed to know.
Man, we got to talk about the production. Like, listen, it's 21, right? And they probably shot this movie in 2019 up into 2020 last year. Why is it that Lifetime and Tyler Perry in today's time can't get better wigs?
They put the budget towards I don't know what, but other things, I guess.
It sure ain't in wardrobe, baby. That's all I'm gonna leave. You been watching anything else?
I told y'all last week I watched that Lupin or whatever it's called on Netflix. That was pretty good. It was like a British show. I'm getting ready to get into Snowfall.
Back into it, February.
I'm going to watch This Is Us because I know they just wrapped their last season. And I'm like three seasons behind. So I'm going to catch up on that. I feel like I need to tap into my emotional side.
This Is Us will take you there. I get it.
I feel like This Is Us will get me to tap into my emotional side.
I'm going to watch Grown-ish by the time somebody give me their Hulu
ballot.
Facts where you got the plug on the Hulu. Send it your girl away.
No, I don't have Hulu.
Oh, dang, me neither. I got to find it somewhere so I can watch Grown-ish. Shout out to them.
I'm grown.
Yeah, the other one on the Chloe, she like, I'm grown then.
Bust it.
I don't know. You got anything else for the good folk? We can talk about politics all day. I ain't in that vibe today.
No, guys. Thank you so much for rocking with us. We're so happy to still be here in 2021.
Still doing it.
We got some new ideas coming for you and coming at you. So we will definitely keep you guys updated. But in the meantime, in between time, check our description for all the details of all the other crap we got going on when we're not on here. So if you are looking for us, you could probably find us on one of those other platforms.
Yeah.
But we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
Peace out.
Holla.